You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's Encore Players takes to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This fall, the group presented four plays: The Last Dinner, The Bickersons, I Know You Did It, and Family Visitors. Pending surgery to correct his snoring problem is causing a bit of stir for John and Blanche in this episode of The Bickersons. The play was introduced and directed by Senior Center volunteer Jean Newland. The performance took place on Wednesday, October 24th, 2012, as a part of the Encore Players Fall Performance. This is the second of a four-part Wednesday series. Here's Jean Newland.
Last spring, we promised you that we would continue adapting some of our favorite old-time radio shows, and we're going to bring back one of those that we did last time, The Bickersons, John and Blanche. This is a radio show that was very popular in the late 1940s. It was Don Ameche and Francis Langford. I certainly remember it. I hope many of you do, too. Guess I shouldn't admit that. Today, we're going to find John Bickerson in the hospital, and Blanche, his devoted wife, is going to be there with him. Now, this is a couple that it doesn't matter where they are, and some say when they're in their graves, they will still be the Bickersons. So now, here's the Bickersons.
Come on, John.
Yes, Blanche.
All right. Now, the sooner you get ready, the faster this will all be over.
What's
your This is your gown for your operation.
Wear that?
Of course, John. Come on. You go change. I'm going to make sure everything is all right out here for you. If you need help, just yell for me.
I will.
Okay. Oh, John, they've given you a pink blanket, just like your blankie at home. Oh, that's sweet. Of course, John. Now, gosh, you take an awful long time. You are really slow. Can't you get dressed any faster? You're worse than I am. Here.
I just don't know, Blanche. Sometimes it takes a long time to get out of these things.
Well, sometimes, no, not that way, this way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go. Wait, there, that's it.
Blanche, help me put this thing on.
John, be careful, we can't expose anything here. All right.
I've got to get my glasses.
Here you go, dear. All right.
Wow.
Are you a little yes, well. Let me help you. Here, sweetheart, you're probably a little groggy from some of the pills, doctor. John, I don't think this is on quite right. Oh, well.
Just leave it alone.
All right. Here. You just get tucked in and you'll feel much better. You're going to sleep very nicely. And you know what? If you want, you can take a little more of this stuff. Doctor said this is a tonic that will help you even more with your pills.
Is that what that redhead did on TV the other night?
Yes. All right, that's enough. John, that's really...
Oh, boy.
Okay, just rest here. All right. Wait a minute. Let me put your blankie on you so we don't have any draft. There you go. Okay. You just go to sleep. It'll soon be over.
Time is passing. 1, 2, 3. Well, it passed.
Oh, it's like being married to a steam shovel nurse.
Well, his pulse is normal. The doctor's waiting to talk to you, Mrs. Bickerson.
Thank you. Hello, doctor.
Hello there. Is he resting? I gave him a sedative. That should quiet him down.
He's not very quiet.
Oh, well. Actually, I could have done the operation in my office. It's so trivial. It won't take very long at all, maybe 15 minutes. And there's absolutely no danger whatsoever.
Will it hurt him?
Not in the slightest.
Oh.
All I'll do is take a little stitch in his palate and shorten his uvula.
Hate to bring this up right now, doctor, but how much is this going to cost?
Well, the operation with the anesthetic is about $50.
What is it without the anesthetic?
Oh, I would say about $40, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Would there be much discomfort if he didn't have the anesthetic?
Not for me, there wouldn't. Well, it's almost midnight now. I'll do the case first thing about 7. If you need anything, just call the floor nurse.
Thank you very much, doctor.
Good night.
Good night. I'm just going to stay a little longer. Oh, I don't think that pill is doing him much good. John. John, wake up. Wake up, John.
I put out the cat, left a note for the milkman, and the windows are closed. What else?
John, we're in the hospital. You're going to have an operation tomorrow morning.
What for? Is somebody sick?
Dr. Hershey is going to shorten your uvula.
My uvula?
No, John. John, your uvula is in your throat. It's okay. It's going to help you to sleep better. You've been snoring constantly now for 3 hours. And John.
What?
I'm going to stay. Is that okay, honey? I'm going to just check and make sure that you're all right.
You're not sleeping here, are you?
Yes, I'm going to sleep right in that chair. I'll only be a few minutes. I'm going to, get ready for bed. Well, I want to check and make sure that the anesthetic is going to work, that these pills are helping you. And, oh, wait a minute. Let me get done here.
Oh. What's she doing?
I'm taking off my false eyelashes.
False eyelashes?
Yes.
I didn't know your eyelids were bald.
They're not bald, John. It's just to bring out my eyes a little more.
Well, you don't need to do that. No. I like your eyes just the way they are. They bulge out now.
What kind of remark is that, John? Okay.
What's that?
That's my wig. I've been trying some new colors, and I didn't know if you'd like it or not, but I don't know. All right, here we go.
Oh, my God. What's she got in that box?
Those are my shoulder pads. You know what shoulder pads are.
Yeah, I do. But I've only seen them on football players, not women.
Oh, John. I don't understand why you have to have this operation in the morning. I'm beginning to think that we could have saved the $40, and I could have gotten a nice new dress instead of this old-fashioned thing.
You all over again, Blanche. No one can think of more ways to spend money. Are you ready to go to sleep now?
Not quite, John. I need to check the stock market.
Stock market?
Yes, well, from what I understand, John, last year you bought some stock. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. 10 shares. Kentucky Saltpeter Mines.
My brother got that for you.
John. Could you tie this thing up right?
Oh, John.
Gee, my Blanche, whatever your name happens to be.
What? John, I think you broke it.
I broke it?
Here we go. Let's hook you this way.
What's this string for?
John. You know, John, you are more trouble than you're worth at times. You realize that. Okay, now, my brother got you in on the ground floor of this stock, and I think that was wonderful of him. Where is it now?
It's in the ground.
I can't find it on the stock page, John.
Well, just look in your help wanted column.
Well, you know what? I think you need to get relaxed here. I don't think this is helping you at all. I'm worried about you, John. You know, if anything happened to you during this operation, it would be all my fault. And I was thinking, you know what we ought to do?
What?
Think you ought to make a will.
A will? A will?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were worried about me.
Well, I am. know how your relatives are. If you should drop dead that minute...
Don't talk like that.
Oh, drop dead. Can't you say pass on or something like that a little more?
You always say drop dead.
Only when I talk to your brother. You could be a little more delicate when you're discussing my health.
Why?
Because you make it sound like I'm going to need a funeral any minute.
Well, you know, they don't give you 2 weeks' notice when you're going to go.
Okay. I'll make it out tomorrow.
Oh, you say you'll make it out tomorrow, but you know you won't. Let me get some pencil and paper and you can make it out right now.
What? Are you out of your mind? It takes two people to witness a will. And it isn't legal unless you have both of them here. And in the second place, I haven't got anything to leave in the first place. Nobody's going to take anything. I don't need a will.
You know, John, you are the most stubborn man I know.
Why?
Because it's the hardest thing in the world for me to convince you that I'm right when you know I'm wrong.
Now, that's a woman's logic for you. Suppose I make out a will, and nobody can touch anything besides you. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So now you've got all my worldly goods. And the first thing you know, you'll get over your grief, and you'll marry a guy without a dollar to his name, like that broken down snore doctor, Dr. Hershey, or whatever his name is.
John, I'm not going to marry anybody.
He'll give up his practice and take every penny of my hard-earned money. He'll drive around in my newly rented car, drink my bourbon, loaf around like some, I don't know what.
All right.
Never do a day's work.
Okay.
Why don't you make the bum get a job, man?
All right. John, I think it's time for you to go back to sleep. You need to get some rest now. Come on, lie down. Enough screaming. Come on, you've got to go to sleep.
Shh. She tells me to go to sleep. I'm a nervous wreck. She actually practically talks me into a funeral. Mary's a doctor behind my back.
Oh, John.
Now she tells me to go to sleep. I'll never sleep.
Yes,
sir. Another wink as long as I live.
Good boy, John. Good boy. John?
What?
That's your telephone.
Oh.
Maybe you should answer it.
Oh, where is it? Oh.
Here, John.
Hello?
Hello, this is the maternity nurse. I'm bringing the baby in a few minutes.
What? Blanche, how long have I been here?
Is this room 413?
No.
Oh.
And I don't know what room this is.
Oh.
And I'm not feeding any baby. Mine or anybody else's. What a way to run a hospital.
Oh, John, it's just a mistake. You've had enough of that. John, you really... Now, you know...
Oh.
I think...
If I hadn't fallen for this operation deal, I could be so comfortable at home in my own bed. One of us should have stayed there.
Why? What for?
How do you know a prowler won't break in? I left a whole bottle of bourbon on the dresser.
First of all, nobody's going to break in. And if they do, the turkey will gobble and scare them away.
Turkey? What turkey?
The turkey that I won in the raffle. I was going to surprise you with it, John.
You got a live turkey running around the house?
He's not running around. He's tied to your bed.
My bed? What'd you do that for? He'll have feathers and poop everywhere. What'll we do with him?
John, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I thought you could murder him for dinner.
I'm not going to murder any turkeys, but if he touches one feather on my bourbon, I'll chop his head off, Blanche.
Okay, John.
Blanche, you're the most impossible woman I've ever seen.
Oh, John, I'm so sorry. Everything I seem to do is wrong. I'm really so sorry. I'm going to go home, and I'll put the turkey out.
No.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Never mind. I didn't mean to holler. Let's go to sleep so I can feel good for the operation.
I don't think I want you to have it, John.
It's the least I can do for you. Kept you awake all these years with my snoring. And when Dr. Candy or whatever his name gets through with
Hershey.
Hershey? Okay. I'll be quiet as a mouse.
Well, John, if you stop snoring, I'll never be able to wake you up, will I?
No.
And if I don't wake you up, we're not going to fight, will we?
That's right.
Well then, that settles it. I'm not going to let him operate on you, John.
Why not?
It's the only chance I get to talk to you. Come on, let's go home.
From the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.